Yeah.
Let's go fishing.
Well, where would you like to go?
I don't know. Why don't you just pick the lake, would you?
You would like me to pick a lake?
Just pick a lake for
you. Pick one, Willie.
How about that?
My all-time favorite bass killer lake.
Yeah. How about, what's that lake in Dallas?
My favorite lake would have to be White Rock.
White Rock, White Rock. That's the one I want to go to.
That's a good.
That's your favorite lake. White Rock.
Oh, an exciting bass fishing lake.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It's an incredible lake.
Okay.
White
Rock. Let's see if I've got anything here. Let me check my files for a moment. Hold on.
That's where the Hunt Homestead is.
White Rock Lake is your favorite.
Oh, here it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Under beer cans.
Boy, are you right.
Let's see.
Okay.
According to our latest report,
mm-hmm.
compiled Thursday morning,
mm-hmm.
August 8th, 1986.
Latest report, huh?
Smallmouth bass are biting on the following bait.
All right.
The chartreuse and bubblegum quarter ounce gerbil. Splutter and wingback zimlers. The 12-inch raspy-tailed Nasty Dan. Mutter-tailed buggy. Deep-diving Timby Twig.
Timby Twig, all
right. Pop and peel back.
Uh-huh.
Gold-throated youper. And if all else fails, try the double willow-crafted electronic twistle pick.
Good Lord.
If you're a crappie fisherman,
mm-hmm.
yeah, we crappie fish.
Well, things are really starting to heat up this time of year.
Yeah.
Crappie are really attacking live bait,
mm-hmm.
especially the 2 to 3 inch poon shad.
I've got to go to the news.
Well, before I go any further with the report today, a little quick personal note.
Yeah.
I'd like to let your listeners know my official guide boat to the stars is for sale.
Oh, you're selling your boat?
It's an 8-foot, beautiful boat. It's chartreuse and black, Aluma glass boat.
Aluma glass?
It's the Bulgecraft XT ET 6PLR OU812 model. With a 237 horsepower Johnny Rude motor.
237?
8-foot boat?
It's a tri-hull, dual console, transom mounted backlash diesel groper steering mechanism.
Good Lord.
Skimming dog electronics. And a 1-pound thrust 10 schooner trolling motor.
The Queen Elizabeth doesn't have all that.
If you're interested, contact anyone there at WBAP and they'll get in touch with you.
Thank you, Willie.
That's all I've got for today. So until next time,
good
luck and keep a tight line.